You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cavs going cupping tonight. Must win cup action for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ohio State Rutgers as well this weekend. And in a, I would think we would all assume, is a don't screw it up moment so we can get to Michigan and then to pants them in public. But Shador's first start. And there's a guy right now that we're going to bring on that's the perfect guy to have this discussion about Shador, the state of the Browns, the season that Myles Garrett's having. On the fan hotline, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Brian, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you guys, man. Happy Friday. Happy Football Friday to y'all.
Well, we're always loving a good Football Friday. This one, there's a little more juice just because it's Shador's first start. I know this is a loaded question, but it's the kind of question I like to ask. Baldy, what are your expectations for Shador on Sunday against the Raiders?
I'm a little bit higher on Shador, I think, than other people. And, you know, people that just read the stat page and what he did in the second half last week. But, I mean, I thought he did some good things. I thought he showed toughness. His feet were in the ground. He didn't have happy fat feet, even when safeties were blitzing him and Kyle Hamilton was beating the running back for protection. And I thought he hung in there, took some hits, made a couple of plays, got him in position to tie the game up at the end of the game down there on the 25-yard line. Probably like to have, you know, one or two throws back. But, you know, he put one right in Lover Dane's hands, got knocked out with a chance to tie it. I think, you know, a week of work, I think he'll feel a little bit better. I think the things that he said at the end of the game last week were important. When he's talking about, like, this is a detailed business. I need to know what my guys are thinking. I need them to know what I'm thinking. You know, if Jerry Jeudy is, you know, running a curl in a cover three, I got to know if he's coming back to the ball, if he's just going to stand there and wait for the ball. He's got to know these kind of things. And that's what practice does. So I'm anxious to see how he performs after a week of practice right now.
How much difference can that week of practice actually make, though? Because I feel like we've described a few things with Shador, and people are like, well, you can't fix the running backwards all in 1 week. And it's like, but you can do a lot in a week, though, Coach.
Well, you could. I mean, it's a lot more than, I mean, he's going to have a meaningful snap since August, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, he was hurt at the end of training camp. So really, you got to go back almost 4 months before he really had a snap. So I don't know how anybody, I mean, if I was the right guard, I wouldn't be any good, you know, without any work in 4 months. So I don't know what people were expecting, you know, with no work, now that they found out that he wasn't getting any reps. So I think it can improve. It can help. I mean, the Raiders are not a good defense. You got to handle Max Crosby, but, you know, that there's ways to handle that. You know, it'd be good if they could run the ball a little bit. They couldn't run it at all last week for the most part. So, you know, I think, you know, get the running game going. That's what it's kind of built around. And, you know, I think he'll make good decisions with the football. But, you know, the only way to evaluate any of these guys, any of them, is by playing them. And so let's just start the evaluation with, it's not a lot of work, it's not a lot of practice, but let's begin the evaluation to find out if this guy can be a player, a starter, a backup, whatever he's going to be. But we can't do it. You can't make any evaluations until you get out there and play.
So with that, Baldy, we were talking about that first, the opening drive sequence, right? Everything that I know about Kevin Stefanski tells me he's going to say, we're going to settle the kid in. We're not going to make a lot of big plays. We're just going to try and slow and methodically go down the field to let him settle in. Whereas I kind of think, man, you need a couple big plays early to get that idea of a threat that Shador can make those big plays down the field that Dylan can't, to kind of wake the Raiders up a little bit and maybe get them on their heels. Philosophically, how would you like to see the Browns handle the first drive or two with Shador? Do you just play it safe, or do maybe you try and push the ball down the field early?
Well, I mean, you know, last week, I mean, it was just, you know, okay, let's get the ball to Tillman for 5 yards. Let's get the ball to Njoku for 7 yards. I mean, it was kind of like, let's just get him some completions and get him comfortable back there. And that's, you know, like Njoku just, you know, a delayed tight end over the middle. I mean, some pretty simple completions to start. And, you know, and then, you know, he gets sacked by Kyle Hamilton and, you know, he fumbles. But I just think all quarterbacks need to settle into a game that's on the road. It's going to be loud. You know, he's never seen the Raiders before. I don't think he's going to have big eyes for the situation or anything like that. I think he's going to be pretty calm. But I believe in just settling the guy in and getting him some completions, getting him a little bit of confidence. I think every quarterback benefits from that. There's times to take a shot down the field. I mean, if you looked at that Denver-Kansas City game, I mean, Sean Payton on the fifth play of the game took a deep shot like you're describing by Bo Nix. They didn't make it, but at the same time, they never stopped taking their shots. And then at the end of the game, when they needed a big play, they got it for 43 yards and won the game because of it. So, I think a couple completions, a screen here and, you know, a check down there. I mean, those are basics for any quarterback to kind of get comfortable.
Browns have the worst graded offensive line, according to PFF. Their number one wide receiver is Jerry Jeudy, who's not having a particularly good year. He's led the league now for the second straight year in drops. I say all this just to kind of point out some of the obstacles, whether it was Joe Flacco who didn't play well, Dylan Gabriel who didn't play well. Like, is the expectation that Shador even looks, I don't know, average or competent, is that even something that seems hard to put on him playing with this team in this offense?
Quarterbacks can overcome a lot. You know, I mean, I thought Flacco played good. They lost to the Ravens week one. If they could have caught the ball, they would have beaten the Ravens. You know, they drop a lot of passes. It's not a good receiving core. From top to bottom, it's not good. The tackles aren't good. I don't know how many different tackles they've played this year, a bunch. But, yeah, I mean, all those things are excuses. Shador played behind a terrible offense line at Colorado, and this is not anything to do with the NFL at all, but he was used to running for his life and taking hits and making throws. So he's built, like, he's a pretty tough kid. He's built pretty good, you know, for the position to take those hits, but no quarterback wants to have that done. Like, you know, nobody's going to play good if they're just getting whacked. So, but, you know, look, the roster is what it is. Like, it's up to the quarterback to see if he can elevate some of these guys. That would be a sign that, you know, maybe he's got some of the goods that you need, you know, to make the evaluation if he can be a starter or not.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger on the fan hotline here with Nick and JP ahead of Shador's first start, the 11th game of the season for the 2-8 Cleveland Browns. So, big picture, Browns statistically in pretty much every category have the worst offense in the NFL. How many offensive players away do you think this Browns team is from being able to hold their own and give that defense a chance to win them some games?
Well, you need a left tackle. I mean, you need the next Joe Thomas, whoever that's going to be. I mean, you need that type of player out there. That would help. That would help Petonio, Pochick, and Wyatt Teller if they're all going to be here next year. I think you can find a right tackle. I think the running backs are fine. The two tight ends are okay. And, you know, you need some wide receivers that have some juice that can beat one-on-one coverage, you know, and can catch the football and do something with it after the ball. So, you know, I think defensively, they're pretty good. I mean, they're very good. Schlesinger and Graham were exactly what you could have hoped for. But, you know, I think you definitely need a left tackle. You definitely need a big-time receiver. So, I mean, I think that's where it would start right now.
Baldy, you've been watching and taking in football and playing football your whole entire life. Where does Myles Garrett rank all time for you as far as pass rushers?
Well, I mean, I played with Reggie White and I played against Bruce Smith. I mean, those are the two best of all time. He has a chance. I don't know how long. I don't think Miles wants to play till he's 38 years old. I just don't. You talk to him about it. He's on pace here to catch maybe both those guys if he stays in it long enough. He could break the sack record this year. So he's going to be in that company. He's going to be in that, rare category of Reggie and Bruce. I mean, he's got that type of ability. Those are probably the two best. I mean, there's other great pass rushers in his business, but, from just a talent standpoint, Bruce Smith was the first pick of the draft. Reggie White, if he was in the NFL draft, would have been the first pick. So, Miles was the first pick. That's really what you want. When you're picking at the very top of the draft, you want the best athlete with, the best composite of physical traits. And he has all those, and then he's producing. So he's kind of unblockable by one guy, just the way Bruce was and Reggie was. I think both those guys had more help than Miles has. I'm not nothing against, McGuire or, anybody that's out there right now. But, sometimes I feel like it's a one-man show and they kind of gang up on him, but he still knows how to beat that.
Baldy, looking across the defense, obviously we've watched Carson Schlesinger ball out this year. Mason mm-hmm. Graham was the fifth pick in this draft. How many other building blocks do you see on this Browns defense?
I think you could use if Miles is going to be here for a long time, like it looks like, I would think, like if you watched last night's game, Will Anderson is a beast, but he's got Danielle Hunter on the other side. Like, I feel like Miles needs, they've been looking, and they've had some guys, but I feel like he needs a guy opposite him that can really, turn the corner. Maybe not like him, but they can really turn the corner. I think the linebackers, Bush and Schlesinger, are good. Denzel's having a really good year. They probably need a slot corner and probably, a safety that can take the ball away. The way we saw, the safety last night take the ball away. I mean, I think if you got an end, maybe one more corner and a safety, I think Schwartz would be in pretty good shape right now.
How hard will it be to keep Schwartz here at the end of the season? Obviously, we don't know what will happen, but like if Stefanski does end up getting fired and you have to change over coaching staffs, is that impossible that he'd be able to stay with the Browns and just kind of you bring in a new coach and they'd be like, all right, Schwartz, your defense has been awesome. We're going to keep you here as well.
Well, I mean, that's up, if they make a change, that's up to the new regime, whether they want to keep him or if they have their own guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if Schwartz wants to stay, I mean, there's a lot of decisions to be made. It's not just up to Jim. It's just up, so it's kind of a loaded question. I understand it, but, I think Schwartz enjoys coaching these guys, but I would think that Jim wouldn't mind, interviewing for one of these jobs that's going to come open either. The guy's got real skill, but I think the guys really love playing for him. And so, I think he's comfortable in the spot that he's in, but it's got to be a good fit all the way around for him. If there is a new coach, if there's other new parts to the regime here, who knows? And I'm not suggesting anything because I don't know. But if there's other changes, it's not just all up to him.
Baldy, great stuff as always. Always appreciate your time. Have a great weekend watching a plethora of awesome football.
I plan on it. You too, guys.
Thank you so much there. That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger on the Fan Hotline, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Great stuff with Baldy. We'll react to what he had to say about the Browns and just how many offensive players are the Browns away. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
And make leaps and bounds, jumps in their play like actual NFL action.
Well, I mean, that's why, you know, we kept dogging Dylan and what we saw with our own eyes at these practices. And that's why I remember talking to Sean Salisbury about it when he came on the station. And, you know, Sean, I just trust about quarterbacks for so many years. And he's like, some guys are gamers. You know, and he's right. Some guys are just gamers. Some guys, when you get them in the game, they're different. Now, it wasn't the case with Dylan Gabriel, but the reality is that you have to put them in these live bullet type settings in order to try to figure it out.
And it would make sense. Like, I think Baker's a guy that's a gamer, right? Like,
for
Baker
sure.
Mayfield's just, honestly, by the way,
sure.
Even though he stinks to this point, I think J.J. McCarthy is another guy where it's like, to me, gamer isn't just, is he better in the game than in practice? It's, in crucial situations, does that guy just kind of put a suit of armor on instead of cowering? I kind of think we saw Shador. I don't think it's a coincidence that Shador's best play was on the final drive of the game where they needed to score, and he made a couple of big plays, even if he didn't make the big play to tie the game.
Well, some guys are just, I feel like they're just built differently, and when it comes to Shador, I think he made a comment in his press conference on Wednesday, and he was talking about basically like the whole point of life is to have pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like people are asking if he's scared or anything like that. It was like the whole point of living and where he feels best is when he has these pressurized moments. Like that's what he wakes up in the morning for, these type of moments. Whereas I feel like 99.9% of society, they get these big pressurized moments and they melt down like the Wicked Witch of the West. They want nothing to do with it. Whereas people like Shador. And I thought Baker had this in him as well. That's why Baker, you'd watch. He'd go 10, 11, 12 passes in a row, just bang, 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 bang. And you'd watch him just be his very best when he got in rhythm and the confidence was just growing. And then you wake up and it's like, oh, it's been a quarter and a half and he hasn't had an incompletion. I feel like Shador is that way as well. He thrives off of momentum and he thrives off of pressurized moments and being able to just to combat that.
Well, and I think like, We have a whole generation of kids that say they're built different and I am him and all this other crap. And most of the time it's not true, but you can see it on the field, and it's how you carry yourself in pressure. And again, like, that doesn't mean Shador's guaranteed to be a great NFL quarterback. There's a lot that goes into it. And listen, the Browns might be proven right. Shador might be one of those guys who needs to sit, and by not sitting him, you're going to delay his development, and maybe he ends up being like a Geno Smith-type quarterback, where he's bad in the NFL for a couple years, goes and sits for a couple years, pops up at 30, and is suddenly a good quarterback, right? Maybe they are. At the same point, you can tell that, like, oh, no, this dude really isn't bugged too much by this moment vibe. And I think that's the one thing I am counting on Shador, is just that ability to go out there and play ball and not get too high or not too low. Now, that's not the same thing as, could he feel the pressure of trying to show the entire NFL that they were wrong on him?
Sure.
I think that's also susceptible. That's that double-edged sword of being a gamer and being tough as hell that we saw with Baker,
I mean,
too.
He still is human. That is a part of him, right? Even though I think he's built for this, I think he understands what he needs to do. He still is human. So that's even the Isaiah Bond throw. You know, it's like in that moment, he makes that throw more times than not. Did he feel a little gassed up there? Probably, maybe just a little bit.
Also, he was running. I think it's
hard. It's hard throw.
It's really tough if you're not like, Running's hard is what I'm trying to say. Nick Wilson says running is hard.
Running while doing things, difficult.
Just running in general, okay. I would say. For me, running in general, not great. All right, now that being said, we also asked Baldy when he joined us in the previous segment, how many offensive players away is this Browns offense?
You need a left tackle. I mean, you need the next Joe Thomas, whoever that's going to be. I mean, you need that type of player out there. That would help. That would help Petonio, Pochick, Wyatt Teller, if they're all going to be here next year. I think you can find a right tackle. I think the running backs are fine. The two tight ends are okay. And, you know, you need some wide receivers that have some juice that can beat one-on-one coverage, you know, and can catch the football and do something with it after the ball. So, you know, I think they're, I mean, defensively, they're pretty good. I mean, they're very good. Schlesinger and Graham were exactly what you could have hoped for. But, you know, I think you definitely need a left tackle. You definitely need a big-time receiver. So, I mean, I think that's where it would start right now.
So I tend to look at this instead of, like, individual starting players, mm-hmm. I think of, like, upper echelon players. The truth is, I think you're an elite quarterback away from being a passable offense. I don't know that that's Shador, but what I mean is, like, if you had a guy like a Jaden Daniels or somebody else, the whole point of those guys are they elevate the guys around them. And so I think that's the interesting test with Shador. If we take quarterback off to the side, I think you're an elite wide receiver and at least two strong starting offensive linemen away from giving a quarterback a chance to play well.
I'm really worried about the offensive line. I think this is Betonio's last year. I don't know any world that he comes back next season. I think you're going to need at least either a right tackle or a left tackle. And if you want to throw DeJuan Jones out there, I think that's a risk as well. So, like, what is that, three players in total? Mm-hmm. Between the offensive line, you can't have you can't return four guys from this offensive line next year. Yeah. That's a mistake. That's not good football to me. And then you need one premier wide receiver added to the mix as well.
And I think that would make Jerry Jeudy better. I think that would make Fannin and Njoku better. But I mean, I think there's this perception of, well, you're five offensive linemen away, you're two wide receivers. And I think some people even soured on Quinshon. And then, of course, there's a quarterback position. And I'm like, listen, I'm not here to tell you can fix the offense in one offseason, because it's predicated a lot on luck. But do I think the Browns offense should truly be this bad? No. I do think Jerry Jeudy's a starting wide receiver in the NFL. I think Njoku and Fannin with a right quarterback could be a lot of fun to watch mm-hmm. play together. I think Wyatt Teller's the only offensive lineman I'm carrying going forward, but I'd like to get a look at Luke Whipler just to see if he can play. Don't know why we're not doing that. So, like, I actually would count on DeJuan. I just would also bring in another tackle to kind of buttress him. So, like, yes, they are farther away because you don't have a definitive franchise quarterback. But to think that there's nothing there, there's nothing you can build on in the offensive line, I think you're wrong.
No, there's pieces. There's obvious pieces. I'm curious to find out how aggressive they're going to be. Like, A.J. Brown, is he going to be part of our conversations in the offseason?
I would be very surprised.
I mean, I would too, but I'm trying to figure out how fast we're trying to do this thing. And, like, we were talking about just trying to add premier wide receivers. Someone like that, you know, just won a Super Bowl this last year and is on a team with one of the best records in the NFL and is still grumpy. I don't know how that would go here. I think that probably is a bad recipe, but also...
Well, you'll get 2,000 yards next year, when you're going to win two
games. Yeah, but when you're desperate, you make these type of moves where you're like, I guess he can just be a headache and we'll bring him on. Like, how desperate are the Browns to add a premier player and to say, okay, here we go?
I think a lot of people have said, when it comes to the offense, how can you identify or evaluate the quarterback given what's around them? And I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the all-encompassing statement. I also think it can be, how can I evaluate the offensive line, the wide receivers, and the running game if your quarterback isn't a starting caliber quarterback?
I know, but even like Baldy caught himself. Baldy was like, I didn't think Joe Flacco played that bad. And in my head, I'm like saying the numbers back to him, like not saying it, but saying it. Man, are you sure about that? But
that was four games. I mean, that's the beginning of the season.
But even week two, though,
offense should slow.
Like, but even week two, he was like, oh yeah, no, he made a lot of really good throws. Just the receivers dropped the passes. Mm-hmm. And the receivers, you had a lot of drop passes. And I was like, that's the point, though, Baldy. Well, like, that in the essence of it, that is the point.
But I think it's fair to say Joe Flacco at this age isn't the guy to elevate the guys around him, right? Might have a great arm, but he's not going to save you from wide receivers that drop or an offensive line that can't block. Because he is, at this point, he's an arm, right? I think the thing that we saw about Dylan is he will not elevate talent. That's no disrespect to him. All the other things I've said about him are the disrespect to him. But specific to you yeah. don't elevate guys around you, that's a yes or no. That's an on or off kind of thing. You either have it or you don't. And the one thing that I would give Shador, the thing that I'm most interested in, is because he is a guy that other players tend to want to play with. He's kind of got that gravitational force, that personality that other players cling to. Because he's got that, and he just doesn't fear. Right,
well, like look at the names.
He
that
just
we,
has those throws he'll short, make across yeah. the floor. That's across the field. Those are the things that I think are exciting to wonder. Okay. Well, can that elevate the talent?
We
around
talk about
you?
Elevating the talent. Think about all the different near bubble practice squad players that we started talking about in the practice squad, as if like, whoa, didn't know where this guy came from, and it was all because they were playing with Shador. Larvidan is one of them. Caden Davis, who they got off the practice
Luke
squad.
Floria.
I was going to bring him
haven't
up next.
Forgotten about him.
He was in the row of players, and people act like Luke Floria was Justin Jefferson in his prime, and it's like that's not a mistake that these guys, these players, that it's like, well, who's really tearing it up in practice right now? Oh, it's all the guys that are working with Shador off in the corner. Like that it can't be a mistake.
I would like to point out that and I don't know if it's just a reaction to the people that bagged on Shador, which we can leave the door open for. Every film guy that I've heard, Baldy's one of them, Chase Daniel, Diana.
We like Chase now.
Diana, what are we doing? He said nice things about Shador. We yep. like Diana.
Major flip-flop on Chase Daniel.
He still sounds like a dum-dum. However, every film
Diana,
guy.
I'm not that stupid, Diana.
You actually went to Missouri. It's a great education, Diana.
Let's put some respect on my name, Diana.
But no, like I think every credible film guy who watched Shador said, well, it wasn't great, but it wasn't as bad as everybody said. It's not as bad as the stat line. And they've said things like, he made plays. I think the hardest time in the game to make plays is after the game is seen, or after the opposing team has seen three quarters of what your offense is trying to do. And again, none of this means I think he's going to go out and throw for 300 yards on Sunday. But does it have me intrigued on this idea of, can you elevate guys around you? Because if you can, suddenly Jerry Jeudy is a lot closer to the guy who looks like a number one receiver or a fringe number one than a guy who's playing like number two. Suddenly, Quinshon Judkins can run the damn ball without right. having nine guys in the box at all times, which is going to make him better. Like, those even, are the even things guys I like, think you like, watch for on Sunday.
Like Cedric Tillman, for instance, in my mind, I feel like he's going to have a big game on Sunday. And it's like mm-hmm. somebody like Cedric Tillman that we just don't bring up anymore and we just don't really talk about. Is someone like that, all of a sudden we'd be like, oh, maybe he can be a legitimate number two in an offense. You just start talking about people a little bit differently when the quarterback play gets a little bit better.
And those are things that whether he throws for 300 yards or 125 yards, those things you can see. I know because we saw some of those things on that final drive and in the Ravens game. So I understand that no matter what this kid does on Sunday, there's going to be just a mountain of overreaction from every which way. And to that overreaction, there will be an overreaction to said overreaction. And then the response to the second overreaction will be an overreaction. I get that. But like, if the wide receivers look better on Sunday, I think that's something you can point to and say that's part of what Shador can bring to the table. Because I think he has mm-hmm. a chance to do that. You never know until they get on the field. You don't. Right? You can see him in practice. We saw it with Deshaun. You see him in practice and right. it doesn't happen in the regular season.
Right.
So you never know. But I at least have a little taste of that from the Ravens game and certainly from camp that I think has me excited to see, all right, can we get that for four quarters? Because if you get that for four quarters, just elevating everybody even 1% for the love of God, with this defense, this should be a win on Sunday.
When we go through the offense, I hate this offensive line. I really do. I cannot stress enough how much I hate this offensive line. But when you really tear this team apart and this offense piece by piece, there is talent here.
Yeah.
That's the confusing part about this. Why this has been one of the worst offenses we've seen in years in the NFL is because there's talent here. There really is. I mean, the two tight ends and Judkins alone should be enough for people to be like, all right, let's get excited.
216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, how many offensive players is the Browns offense away from just being not stank? And a unique way to describe the Cavs' struggles in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
They want to build up rivalries among different fan bases and different groups, but it's not sustainable at all.
Yeah, that's not how that works, especially if you're not going to have the same group.
I have no idea who's even in our group. I have no idea who's in our group.
I think the Hawks.
Toronto, Atlanta, Indiana, and Washington.
I got the Hawks, and I was going to say Indiana and Washington and the other team. Okay.
Sounds like a pretty bad group.
I said Atlanta.
That's a pretty easy group to get through.
I think right now everybody's looking at the Cavs and thinking, I think this is a pretty easy group to get through. If you're the Hawks, Pacers, I think the Pacers are in the one spot, right?
Toronto is.
Naturally.
Well, that's right. The Pacers are 1-5 in the East right now.
See, this is the problem. There should be a weighted formula. The Raptors are booty cheeks. Everybody knows the Raptors are booty cheeks. If they represent our group, well, what are we even doing here?
They kicked our butt like a week ago, whatever that was.
They did. I hated it. Now, that being said, Cavs, apparently the most disappointing 10-6 team in the NBA. And the ESPN crew were talking about the other day, and Kendrick Perkins gave a reason why the Cavs might be a little bit of a disappointment.
They dominated them in the paint. And there's zero excuses because you have Evan Mobley, who is the reigning defensive player of the year. You have Jared Allen. You have two twin towers that are available. But the only reason that they're not getting it done is because they're soft. They're creamy in the middle.
It sounds like more of a character roster issue than it does a coaching issue.
Oh.
By the way, there's nothing funnier than Kendrick going full Kendrick, where he's just borderline nonsensical. And then Danny Green goes, it sounds like a character issue here. It's like, Danny.
And then the response is, oh.
Danny, lay out of the paint. All right? Big Perks coming down the middle. He's talking some nonsense.
Listen, he created this take. Either 20 seconds ago or 2 years ago. No one really knows.
By the way,
I think he might also be thinking of marshmallows. I'm not sure either.
I'm pretty sure this is how Coach Massey described me, like my sophomore year, that incensed me. He said we were wearing belts, and he's like, that belt doesn't span your girth, which did upset me at the time. I think the second
was he right?
line.
Was he right?
He was right. Yeah. I needed two of the belts, right? Because they made them for like normal size people. Yeah, your boy was not normal size. Yeah. He's a 260-pound sophomore. Come on now.
What nice try, fatty.
I mean, I almost want to let Coach Massey off the hook.
Oh, no, totally.
Bit.
No, no. A lot of the things he said was right.
We're just pointing out facts.
But I wish, I honestly.
He's like that. Now, if he would have said, like, that's not in our budget, Nick. Now, that's a little mean.
No, I did. I got a lot of crap because they had to order a special size helmet for my dome. I got a lot of crap for that. Yeah. A lot of crap for the rest of my days.
Unfortunate.
But also,
it's not on you to be like, hey, I have to have a smaller head in order to fit this athletic budget?
Bam.
What kind of poverty athletic budget are we dealing with?
Bang biscuit. But yeah, I would say the only way it could have offended me more if he said Nick's creamy in the middle. that's such a, I will say.
You're describing chocolates now. You're not describing teams. You're describing chocolates.
Kendrick is awful at NBA analysis. He's just not good at it. But occasionally he gives you a little creamy nougat like this one. And you're like, you know what? You're still bad at this, but that was fun.
Also, spot the why.
Yeah, I think that's the other part of it. Like, even the most ardent Cavs homer at this point can't deny that the Cavs, whatever that thing is that you have to have in the NBA, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley do not have it together. They just don't. And I think Jared is an incredible dude. I think Evan's incredible dude.
And Jared's not even playing fourth quarters now.
But again, because he's creamy in the middle, apparently.
I mean, it might be part of the reason why. Yeah, he's going to this whole Twin Tower thing as well, and he's like, you can't look at this team and make any case between Mobley and Allen right now. That's not really what we're doing around here.
Can I tell you though? I think they might have a guy.
Okay,
I really like Naquan Tomlin.
You liked the shove heard around the world in the Rockets game.
He's got that dog in him. We've been waiting for a while. Can anybody just have some avocados on him? Can we just get somebody who's just not afraid of other NBA players when things get physical?
I like going after Jabari Smith. Is now like it's the most physical thing we've seen in years on this team, but it's like, all right, here we go.
Well, okay, that's like when Mike Tyson was coming up and they were like, he's gonna fight Schlumpy McGee, and then after he just waxed Schlumpy McGee, then it's like, all right, now it's to Tom Donner. And like every time the guy's name became less goofy, and you knew it was like now he's fighting a foreman, right? Same thing with Nick. You started a Jabari Smith. You're not to Draymond Green yet. But can I get you? You're not a James Johnson yet, right?
That's going to be really hard because we're like, you need a goon, but not a gooner.
Honestly, at this point, if we had a goon that was also a gooner, that's fine.
We'll take both.
Oh, by the way, they're 22-year-old superstars. All
you think they're
NBA
all gooners?
Players are gooning
right,
on one
so,
level
so maybe
or another.
We got this crossed over.
With respect.
We needed less gooners and more goons.
That's true. That's true.
Where the cross-up happened.
So basically,
Cavs put out an application process, and all we got was gooners. We asked for goons.
There's like three circles, and it's goons, gooners, and then nerds. And I think the Cavs, we want like somebody who's like, all right, you're a little bit of a gooner, you're a little bit of a goon, and you're also a little bit of a nerd.
Yeah. All right. So the only thing, and I'll have to do some background on this to find out how Tomlin fits in with everybody, because apparently that's one of the requirements in Donovan Mitchell's locker rooms. You basically have to be everybody's best friend and fit in. And I think that's part of the problem and why they've had such a hard time of getting somebody that is just that goon, is that just menace. That like Draymond Green is insufferable as a human. There's no way Klay Thompson and Steph Curry have enjoyed their time with Draymond Green all these years, but they put up with him and they accept the fact that he's going to be annoying because they know the results that he's going to give out.
I just think the problem is the Cavs, if you look at any of the top eight guys they've had from any year, none of them are that guy. Like Isaac Okoro was the closest thing you had to it. Couldn't stay on the court consistently because he's just not a good offensive player.
Or when he did, he was just a statue in the corner.
But like that's
sorry, Mac.
But like so that to me is like I understand like if, like let's reference the Pacers guys. The Pacers, Thomas Bryant, who's now our backup center, had a couple moments where he was overly physical with the Pacers. Nesmith, I'm going to forget a ton of names. Obi Toppin.
He had some really good games, but what an annoying human that guy is.
But I think the point is, those were all guys who part of their value to that team was, hey, you're going to get playing time if you hit your shots. Also, we're going to need you to be X, Y, and Z. I think we've just never had it to develop those guys that way. That's why I think Tomlin's so important. They've got to develop a guy whose playing time is based off, hey, you want to open up a can of whoop-ass? Because that's part of your gig.
they had some of these guys years ago, and then they, you know, got in fights around locker room disputes, and then all of a sudden sent them to Houston. You know what I mean? Like,
I think they were right on that one. You're talking about Kevin? Kevin Porter Jr.?
Of course. Yeah. And it's like, but like, they've had some of these guys, but they, and they might be right long term on it. That's fine. But like, they've had these guys and they decided to go a different route. And now this route that they've gone is basically everybody's got to get along with everybody. And that's who they are. And so like, they built it. They built a locker room full of people that get along with themselves. That's good for on-court chemistry. It's just really bad for situations like this.
Everybody love everybody. Have the Cavs given up on trying to be tougher? Ted Wynn of The Athletic and the Just Win podcast joins us. We'll talk Shador's relationship with Tom Brady, the fact that Shador could have been a Las Vegas Raider in the draft last year. We'll also get how much sizzle Shador's NFL starting debut is bringing to this game from the Vegas side of things. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey. Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.